Stop 9, Turtle Pond Loop Trail and Discovery Boxes. Along this trail are four wooden boxes, in the shape of simple gable-roofed houses, about 2.5 feet from the ground. They are our discovery boxes. Open the door of the first discovery box and see what is inside. Some boxes have a request, some do not. If you want, you can place an object inside for someone else to find. Go on to the second box, which is 43 feet from box 1, also on the right side of the trail. 21 feet from box 2, on the left of the trail, is an eastern red cedar tree. These trees have shaggy bark that birds and small mammals use to line their nests. Notice how the bark of the cedar feels very different from the white birch bark. Red cedars are in the juniper family and produce blue juniper berries, an important winter food for birds, including cedar waxwings and bluebirds. Eastern red cedar is used for fence posts because it is insect resistant. It is also used to line closets and cedar chests because its odor deters moths. Measure the circumference of this tree with your arms. It is 35 inches around. The third discovery box is 15 feet from the cedar tree on the left. And the fourth and last discovery box is on the right, 41 feet from box 3. This is the end of our all-persons trail tour. Let's head back. In 163 feet, you will reach a fork in the trail. Here you have a choice. If you want to spend a little more time resting and enjoying the sights and sounds of the meadow before you return to the parking area and visitor center, you can take the left fork, which goes downhill. In 64 feet, you will come to a lovely stone bench in a peaceful spot on the right. To get back to stop 1, take the right fork uphill 58 feet. Turn right onto the meadow trail. At the community garden, go right and follow the rope guide back to the welcome sign at stop 1. From there, you will find the parking area. If you borrowed any trail materials from the visitor center, please return them now. Thank you for visiting today. We hope you have enjoyed your visit along this trail and that you've learned some interesting things about habitat. Please return to enjoy the nature of our all-persons trail as it changes with the seasons. If you have any questions or comments about our trail or your experience at our sanctuary, please stop by the visitor center. Visit www.massaudubon.org/accessibility or call 617-489-5050.